Bear Country 95.3, Leon Rimes, of course. And I Need You. 59 degrees now in Greenfield. Wet day today, both this morning and afternoon. We'll have showers, maybe a steady rain for late this afternoon. Highs today will be in the mid-60s. Montague Webworks and the website of the week each Tuesday morning here at Bear Country 95.3. And Mick is here. Good morning, Mick. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Kevin. How are you? I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing very well.
So,
yes.
So as usual, we're getting ready for, we're looking forward to the summer coming up, and the past couple of shows we've talked about gardening and other stuff, like getting ready for that. And what's the one other thing that you do in the summertime that you like to do sitting on the beach? You got your sunglasses on, you
what
got
do
your
I like
soda
to do
next to you.
You're sitting on the beach, tan?
Well, there's tanning, but that's a passive thing.
An swimming?
Thing. Yeah.
Swimming?
Reading.
Reading?
Summer reading.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Summer reading.
All right.
So I'm not a big reader, but I like some, you know, authors. I have a couple of favorites. But a good place to go to find out, and it's a whole community for readers, is goodreads.com.
Goodreads.com. How did you stumble across this website, Mac?
Well, actually, it was my girlfriend, Don, who said, hey, that's a good one to do, to be frank.
But, all right, so she's been using this.
She's been using it. She's got an account on there, I believe, and it's sort of like, not quite a Facebook of books, but it's a community, and you can have an account, and you can recommend books, and you can give critiques on books, and
like 4 out of 5 stars, that type of thing.
Exactly. And so far, they say, they tout that they have 8.5 million members that have added 300 million books to their shelves through this website.
Right.
And, there's all kinds of cool stuff in there they got. You can search for books by category, by author, the searches. There's all kinds of lists that you can make and promote, and they got trivia and quizzes. And
do you get a summary of the story? Or
yeah, they give you an overview, and then they have reviews of it. And some of the books are quite popular, and you know, they've got The Help and recommendations, and there's a lot in there. And it's interesting, on the About page, if you go to that, there's a link all the way at the bottom. They talk about the different people that work there.
Yeah.
And under their name, they say what they're reading right now.
So oh, okay.
On the site, once you log in and you can see this community, under everyone, like on Facebook, it would say maybe where you were, or what your last thought was. You know, share your thoughts. It's what book are you reading now?
Gotcha.
And a lot of them are...
So the administration is active in the site.
Oh, yeah. They're active in the site. And I would say maybe a third or more than a third of them are reading a book called Unbroken. Which
can't say I've heard of it, but I'm guessing it's popular right now.
It's up high in the list right now. It must be a book that just came out, and it sounds interesting. A World War II vet crash lands in the middle of the ocean and now has to get his way home on a raft from the middle of the Atlantic. So it's a whole story about that. So
wow.
That's what that one's about.
All right, so goodreads.com.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go there. Goodreads.com. That's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Coming up, you're mentioning the summer months. We got a big event coming to Montague.
That's right.
In June, it's called the Mutton and Mead Festival. Last year was the first year, the inaugural year.
Right.
It was a one-day event. And this year, it's a two-day event.
It's a two-day event, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be very, very... It's 2 days and double the fun and additional stuff we've added even more.
Is it the same venue as last year?
Yes, it's at the Millers Falls Rod and Gun Club.
In the 23rd, 24th, right?
The 23rd and the 24th. So it's
okay.
Not on Father's Day weekend. It's the weekend after.
After Father's Day weekend.
And I hear, or I know, that you have discount tickets.
Well, you were mentioning the tickets before that are on our 30% store.
That's right.
There is a limited amount of tickets for the Mutton and Mead Festival on our 30% store. So you buy them ahead of time and you end up saving 30%. There's more information when you go to bear953.com. Just click on that 30% store link.
Yeah, and there's no limit to the number you can buy. Buy them for your family and friends.
There you go. Bear953.com, the Bear Country website. We're at 756 right now, 59 degrees.